if you're preparing for final exams, or if you should be preparing for final exams, this message is especially for you. You've reached Success Hotline, message number 12,117. I'm Dr. Rob Gilbert, and today's message is specially dedicated to the great Eliya. A quote for final exams. It's not what you're going through, it's what you're going to. It's not what you're going through. What you're going through is temporary. Your grades, your transcript is forever. So put in that extra effort. And I'm going to give you some hints on how to get that extra effort. First of all, if your exams are in May, you start studying today, right now, tonight, not tomorrow. Secondly, you have to have a study group. When you get to medical school and law school and graduate school, people have study groups. So suppose you and I are taking an anthropology class together, and it's an exam this Friday, and there's going to be 50 multiple choice questions. So we're going to get four people, you, me, and two of our classmates, and we're going to meet Thursday night. The exam's Friday. And if we can, we want to meet in the same classroom where the class and where we're going to take the exam. I'm going to bring 50 multiple choice questions. You're going to bring 50, and the other two people are going to bring 50 each. So we're going to go over 200 questions. There's going to be a huge overlap between the professor's questions and our questions. And we're going to do it out loud. Next point. Use index cards. Use index cards. Put information, questions on one side, answers on the other side, and test yourself over and over and over and over again. Use index cards. They are the big secret to memorizing information. I've had more than one student every semester come to me and say, you know, I did what you said. I did more than expected. I read the material three times. You are not graded on what you read. You're graded on what you remember. So if you go to the movie and fall asleep, you don't get credit for going to the movie. You fell asleep. You didn't retain anything. So it's sort of like that with reading. Eyes are just glazing over the material. Take the important thing from the textbook or the PowerPoints, put them on index cards, and drill yourself over and over and over again. Any way you could do a project and have the professor think that you're doing more than expected, you're going to get a higher grade. So if you have to write a 3,000-word paper, write a 3,500-word paper. If you have to have 12 sources, have 16 sources. Do more than expected. That's how the great Dr. Melissa Sapio got a 4.0 grade point average at Montclair State. She constantly and continuously did more than expected. Look, I'm running out of time. If you have to write a paper or do a big project between now and the end of the semester, I want to tell you my biggest secret, but I have to explain it to you. So call me tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. East Coast time, New York time, 973-985-4138, 973-985-4138. I guarantee I have a strategy that will get you the highest grade in the class. Absolutely. Positively guaranteed. If you have any final exam strategies, leave them after the beep, and here's the beep.
Thank you for listening to Success Hotline with Dr. Rob Gilbert, an Ironclad original. You can email Dr. Gilbert at sendmeastory@aol.com.